Boy, your wife is in a whole lot better place than we are, honey. Amen, church. I tell you what. Amen. I thank the Lord for saving my soul. Amen. One day I'm going to experience that. No cares and troubles. Amen. No worries, no financial problems. Amen, church. Amen. No cancers, no pneumonia. Amen. No machines to be hooked up on to. Amen. We live in a better place. Amen. With the angels in heaven. Amen. With our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The one that died and saved me. Amen. His blood shed on Calvary. Amen. That I might be there with him one day. Whoa, praise God. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I love the Lord when He shows you things, Brother Jerry. Amen. I love dreams. I love visions from the Lord. Amen. I've had them. Amen. I know what it's like. Amen. To see things. And when you wake up, amen, you just wish you had another second. Amen. To be there. Amen. Just another moment to have that peace. Amen. You'll never experience this life. Amen. Church, I've had ups and downs. Amen. Boy, if I had a rocky road to drive. Amen. But the Lord's been with me every step of the way. Yeah, amen, yes. Praise God. I tell you what, amen, I remember, amen, the brother's talking about his mother, amen. I remember, amen, when I was out in sin, out in this whole world, amen, and everything it had to offer. Amen, my mom had the congestive heart failure. Amen, bad shape. The doctors didn't give her much chance of living. Amen, and I remember all the family lined up to go in there and see her. She was hooked on machines, had a tube down her throat. Amen, and I was just scared to death to go in because I was ashamed of what I'd done. Ashamed of the life I was living. I was raised better. Amen, I was raised in church. I was raised by His Word. Amen, but I strayed away. And when I went in there, amen, she started crying. She pulled me close and grabbed my hand and gripped it, brother, and I knew what her prayer was when she was to leave this walk. Amen, it's her prayer was for me to be saved.
Yeah,
amen. Amen, Brother Mike, He answered prayers.
Amen.
God answered prayers. Amen. Amen. He saw fit to show mercy one more time on me.
Amen.
Amen. To show grace. Amen. Amen. I accepted my Lord and Savior. Amen. I got back on the straight and narrow.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God for answered prayers.
Yeah.
Amen. People that don't give up on you.
Right.
Amen. People that believe in you. Amen. And know that one day you're going to turn your life around. I love the people that never give up. Amen. The Bible says to pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
Amen. The prayer of a righteous man about much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen, church. I believe in the power of prayer.
Amen.
Amen, amen, church.
Amen.
I tell you.
Amen.
Oh, boy. I feel good, Lord, this morning.
Amen.
And tonight. Amen. God, the book of Genesis, chapter 28. Amen. Verse 10. I'm going to tell you about a dream. Amen. A man the Bible had. Amen. I tell you, it's a dream. Boy, I read this. It put me on shout ground. I had a different message. Amen. The Lord showed me something during the service tonight. Amen. It wouldn't be going a different direction. And I believe I need to follow what the Lord says.
Amen.
I need to go in the direction of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I don't need to follow man's ways, but His ways.
Amen.
Amen. His ways are the best. You know that?
Amen.
Amen. Church, sometimes we get off, we think we know more than what we do.
Yeah.
Amen. We mess things up even worse than they were before.
Yeah.
Amen. God's always there. Amen. To pick you up and clean up that mess. Amen.
Lord.
Boy, I tell you what. I love this scripture right here. I love this story. Amen. If you have your Bible, chapter 28, in the book of Genesis, we're going to start in verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted up a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, praise God. And the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angel of God ascended and ascended on it. Amen. Think about that, church. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, God of Isaac, the land wherein thou liest. To thee I will give it to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places where thou goest, and will bring thee again to this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done which I have spoken to thee of. Amen. The Bible says Jacob awoke out of sleep. He says, surely, amen, church, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. He was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone. They had put for his pillow and set up for a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. And but the name of the the seed was called lust at the first. Amen, church. I'm going to stop right there for a second. Amen. And I want to talk about this dream that Jacob had. Amen, church. The dream. Amen. What I would love for God to show me. Amen. The Bible says the ladder. Amen. How that was to sit up to heaven. Amen. And Jacob looked up and saw the angels of heaven up there. Amen. And saw all the glories thereof. Amen, church. Let me tell you something. I believe God shows us things in life. I believe God puts us in the direction we need to go. And I believe God shows us the word we need to go. Amen, church. And I believe that day. Amen. When I was the kind of dream, I believe God showed him just a little taste of what heaven's going to be like. It may not have been much, but it was enough. Amen, church. The Bible talks about a city. Amen. John saw coming down out of heaven. Amen. The New Jerusalem coming down. Amen, church. One day. Praise God. And people that's gone on before. Amen. People that's God left us walk alive. Amen. With kids, cancer, stricken bodies. Amen. They're being buried into the ground. And their souls rejoicing on the other side tonight. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? I do. Praise God. And Jacob saw something, that dream. Amen. When he woke, he said, "Whoa, buddy." Amen. That means that lit him up a little bit. Amen. I remember, and I've told this story many times. I remember having a dream one day. Amen. When I was saved. Amen. I was walking down the valley down towards Baker Church. Amen. I was walking down the road and it's pretty during the spring. I wish y'all could see it sometime. The flowers blooming. Amen. Leaves, different colors. Looks so good down there. Amen. I remember looking. I said, "Boy, doesn't that look good out there? Doesn't that look pretty out there?" And I remember an arm. Amen, church. An arm stretching around my neck. And Jesus said, "Son, that ain't nothing. And this ain't nothing." And praise God that you're going to experience one day. And church, we're looking for a city. Amen. It's builder, maker's God. Amen. We're looking for a better place. Amen. Church, and God is leading us. And down the straight narrow. And the Bible says, "Straight is the gate. Narrow's the way." Amen. I like to take the path less traveled. Amen. I want to take the road that nobody else wants to. Amen. I want to go down the road that people whine and cry about. And because it don't fit their lifestyle. Amen. I want to go down the road. Amen. Where I can grow in the Spirit of the Lord. I can grow in His Word, Brother Mike. Amen. And I can see the glories thereof. Amen. I can see the dream. Amen. That Jacob was shown that night. Amen, church. Well, a lot of people, they see that dream right there. Amen. They see something like it and scare the bar out of them. Yeah. Amen. They'd wake up. Amen. They'd just be scared to death. Oh, boy, a vision of hell wouldn't do nothing to them. Amen. But a vision of heaven. Amen. Seeing something. Seeing something they may not ever see. Yeah. Unless they get the life right. Amen. We'll scare them a little bit.
Bless the
Lord. Boy, I remember a song that I sang, had the words that I sang one time down here. The song says, "Sorry I Never Knew You." Mm-hmm. Amen. Tells them a story. Boy, listen to this. Tells them a story of a man. Amen. His wife was saved. His kids were saved. Amen. The Lord came back. His kids were already gone. The Lord came back. Mm-hmm. He started talking about, "Amen, get ready." Amen. He was lost. His kids. Kids were done, ready to go meet the Lord. And they said in that song, "Daddy, you'll never be our daddy anymore." Uh-huh. Amen. We got a new father. And we got a new place. And we got a new place that we need to be. And we got a new family now. And you won't be a part of it.
Right.
And that song, I remember. He wakes up in that dream.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He gets those beside the bed. He gives his heart to Christ.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Turned his whole life around because of a dream. Amen. He got down there and said, "Lord, forgive me. Amen, I'm a sinner. I want to go with my family one day. Amen, I want to go with my brothers and sisters. I want to go with my wife. I want to go with my kids." Amen, church, let me tell you something. Amen, the Bible tells us, how ready or not, He's coming back. Amen, church, that path less traveled. Amen, people would love to travel it then. People would love to get their life ready then. And church, one day it's going to be too late. And the Bible says God's going to say enough. Amen, He's going to say, "Son, go get my children." It's time to go home. Boy, the vision of the ladder going into heaven. How the angels ascending and descending up and down. Amen. Can you just imagine, get a glimpse of how beautiful that would be? Amen. Church, just to get a little taste of them coming back and forth and doing God's work. One day we're going to climb that ladder.
Amen.
Amen. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. Amen, church. Praise God. One day I'm going to reach the top. Amen. And I'm going to take that last step to the earth. Amen, church. And God's going to reach down and grab His hand. Christ is born. Oh, praise God tonight. Amen, church. We got a race we're running. Yeah. Amen, we got a race. And we're going to have to jump over some hurdles. Amen, we're going to have to jump over some potholes. Right. Amen, but we're going to make it one day. Yeah. Amen, God's going to get us there. If we believe in His Word. Amen. And we trust in Him. Yeah. And we always put Him first in our life. He'll lead us there.
Amen.
I truly believe that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen, there's different men in the Bible. Amen. There's different men in the Bible that struggled. Amen. That went through trials and tribulations as Word. Amen. Sister Tazin talked about Peter. Amen. Church had denied Him three times.
Yeah.
And Jesus even told him He's going to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to deny me, son, three times. Amen. But God, amen, shows grace.
Yeah.
He's willing to save you.
Yeah.
He's willing to change you.
Yeah.
He changed Saul to one of the best ministers.
Yeah.
Amen. That's ever opened the mouth and preached God's Word. If He can do that for Saul, He can do that for you tonight.
Amen.
Whoa, praise God.
Yeah.
Some people get too scared to get more work put on, Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Boy, sometimes chopping wood and splitting wood sounds a whole lot better. Hey, man, what we're going to have to do sometimes, you know that?
Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes, Brother Cherry talked about seeing a man. Hey, man, he's heard the story. Hey, man, I ain't afraid to go to hell. Hey, man, he's ready to go to hell. I'd rather be splitting wood.
Yeah.
I'd rather be splitting wood than go into some situation sometimes. Hey, man, but that's what we got to do. Hey, God says you'll speak to him, you'll speak to him. God says pray, get to praying.
Yeah.
We got a job to do here.
Yeah.
We're climbing up the ladder. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that leads home. Amen. Oh, I tell you what. Church, I tell you. God has put me to work. Amen. When I got to His ministry, He's put my life to work. Yes, sure, He put my life to work too. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. You got to thank God for wives that will follow you.
Amen.
They'll support you, preachers. Amen. That's willing to stand on the battlefield with you. And willing to stand on the front line and take the bullets with you. Amen. Because we sure do take them. Amen. If you follow God, if you're climbing up the same ladder I'm climbing, you will take them. Amen. God will always use a soldier He can trust.
Amen.
Somebody that's willing to stand for Him. Somebody that's willing to take the bullets. Amen. That's what He wants right for Him.
Yeah.
He don't want somebody that's going to run and hide behind somebody.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I tell you what. Romans chapter 8. I tell you, I feel good tonight. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Verse 35. It's a very familiar scripture. I love it. Amen. It's powerful. Amen. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are all killed all day long. Praise God, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
Yeah,
do you know that?
Yeah.
Praise God, amen. Than Him that loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Church, if you follow the Lord, if you climb up that same ladder, amen, that Jacob had a dream about, amen, nothing can separate you, nothing can destroy you. If your house is built on a solid rock, a solid foundation, it will not fall. If you're a tree firmly planted on water, amen, it'll never fly away. You'll never be uprooted, amen, because you're rooted in Christ, Lord. Oh,
amen.
Boy, how deep is the roots run?
Yeah, amen.
Oh, listen to that. How deep is the roots run tonight? Amen. A strong wind come through and take you up. Amen. Be easy to uproot you and take you on.
Yeah.
Boy, are you steadfast and true? Mm-hmm. Amen. Are you steadily climbing up that ladder, knocking everything away?
Yeah.
Amen. That old devil throws at you. I believe, think of this. I believe we're climbing up the ladder, and I believe the devil's climbing up right behind you, trying to take your foot and pull you down.
Yeah.
Amen. So I truly believe that.
Yeah.
He'd love to throw a sickness on you. Amen. That will tear you apart. Amen. To get you out of church.
Let's
tear you up. Amen. But I'm praying in God's name. Amen. That He can heal us.
Yeah.
Amen. With the prayers of the Christian people coming together. And there ain't no sickness too strong.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't no devil too weak. Help for my God tonight.
Amen.
Praise God, it's true. Amen, church. I tell you tonight, I love the Lord. And I'm climbing up a ladder tonight.
Yeah.
That same ladder that Jacob dreamed about. And that same ladder that many people climb.
Right.
And struggle and trip and fall back to the bottom. And have to restart again. Amen. But I'm clinging to an unchanging head. I'm clinging to something. Amen. That will never fall away.
Yeah.
And one day, amen, I'm going to make it home.
Yeah.
Amen. To see my family and friends that's gone on the board.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
What a day that will be.
Amen.
When my Jesus I shall see.
Yeah.
And then when He looks, when we look upon His face,
amen,
the one who saved us by His grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forever we will be for the one who died for me.
Right.
What a day, what a day.
Yeah.
That will be. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to stand.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Brother Eric, give me a song. Amen, church. I want you to listen to me tonight. I want you to truly deep down listen to me. Amen. Are you climbing a ladder tonight? Amen. You're struggling with something. Amen. That keeps tripping you up. Are you dealing with the devil that keeps grabbing your foot and trying to pull you down? Amen. We're all pressing towards the same mark. And we're all pressing towards the same way. Amen. One day, if Lord be His will, amen, we will cross that finish line together. Amen. But we got to promote love towards one another. And we got to lift each other up. And the Bible says, for not forsake the assembling together. I believe He talks about us coming together in one mind and one accord. Amen. We'll make it home one day. We're climbing up the ladder. Hand by hand. One hand overlapping the other hand. One day we're going to make it to the top. Amen. We're going to have times where we're going to lose somebody in our life.
Yeah.
And that may slow us down a little bit. We're going to have times where we're going to get sickness.
Right.
There's going to be times somebody's going to deal with cancer. There's going to be some times somebody's going to look death right in the face. But just know, amen, that's God, amen, working in your life. God going in there and cleaning you up. And taking that old cancer out that the doctor says it's impossible to get rid of. Amen. Taking that pneumonia out that the doctor says it's impossible to get rid of.
Yeah.
Amen. God's got a bigger plan for you tonight. Climb up a ladder to get to church. I'm going to ask you to come tonight. If you have a day in your life, are you struggling with something that's keeping you from doing God's work? Are you struggling with something that's hindering you tonight? Amen. From drawing closer to Christ. I'm going to ask you to come tonight. Church, God is good to us. Amen. God loves each and every one of us tonight. Amen. But He wants to see good with you. He wants to see good work in your life. He wants to see something done. Amen. That nobody's ever seen here. Amen. God can use you tonight. I truly believe that. I truly believe God's got a purpose. He's got a plan. Amen. But sometimes, hey, you got to push that old devil out of the way and let the Lord in. Praise God, church. Are we struggling with something tonight? Is there something grabbing you by the foot that's pulling you down that ladder tonight? Won't you come? Lay that feet of Jesus tonight. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Won't you come? Won't you come tonight? Won't you come? Jacob had a dream, amen. He had a dream of angels. Angels coming up and down from that ladder. Amen. He was watching God work. You know what? I truly believe the ladder represents Jesus. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. I truly believe Jesus is the ladder. Amen. We need to climb it to get home. Won't you come tonight? I love you. God loves you. That's the most important thing. He wants to see a word in your life. Won't you come? Won't you come tonight?